And I don't know who's the university's infinite wisdom that you were referring to, but we're not figured out. So I do want to say that the Council of Built Environment looked after a 2012 study by a consultant that looked at our parking needs, and they determined in late 2012 that currently our most pressing areas where we need parking are near the north side, the new north side dorm, completely renovated for those of you who saw the other ones torn down, north side dormitory, I think we call them resident halls, not dormitories now, and the over toward the corner where Zachary is. There was an agreement with engineering that the master plan, we have not decided exactly where it would be if it was there. So the parking unit has a report that said essentially because they are retiring the debt from some of the other garages, that if we space this out and put the one in by engineering, began construction on it in 2016 for it to open in 2017, and then the one for the north side a couple of years later, that they could manage the debt service, and they as an auxiliary by law have to manage the debt service separate from other funds and stuff like that, so that we would not see an increase in parking due to new garages. Okay, that, they weren't promising you wouldn't see an increase in parking. I just want to put that caveat there. But it wouldn't be because we were building new garages. Then the president was presented with the fact that part of the stadium plan was a garage, and also the concern that we really do need more dormitory space, residence hall space. I'll get it right eventually. If you look at it, we would love to have, I'm not saying we'd require, but we'd love to have all freshmen on campus, and we don't have enough space to do that now. And so we, with our growth, are having to look about what that would mean, and so we haven't built new dormitory space in a long, long, long time, and we need to have some more of it. And so that's part of the plan of what they're looking for, but then as they looked at that, that would require a parking garage as well, as she said. This is different than people coming to class and leaving. This is a parking place by where they live, so it doesn't empty out much. We explored surface lots, and we explored buildings and stuff like that. So they made a recommendation and estimation on what those would cost. The president then took those estimations and said, I'd rather propose a different garage that could maybe serve two of these needs. And he was told no. So the Council on Built Environment was told, given that we're going to need to build the parking garage by the stadium, and we're going to need to build one by the west side dormitory that hasn't been built yet, the proposed one, what would we propose to do for other garages? And as she said, one of the big costs for us is you can't charge certain residence halls more for parking than others. So it has to be distributed across all the parkers on campus. Now, we're still, believe it or not, paying lower than most universities have to pay. Of course, we're not in New York City where parking costs a whole lot. But nonetheless, even when you look at our counterparts like Purdue and Penn State and stuff, we're still paying quite a bit lower than parking. One of the fears that I think President Lofton has is that the decision about parking and the payments and the escalation of those payments and where those garages are could be taken out of our hands. So he asked instead for the Council for Built Environment to make a recommendation to him. No decision has been made yet, and he's still seeking input as to what our advice would be. Our concern was, okay, if you tell us we have to build these, we still have great need for parking for off-campus students and for some other dormitory areas for students today. So we really don't want to wait 7 or 8 years for those other dorms. For those other parking garages that we also need today. So after much debate and looking at about 8 different options, at some points 10, a lot of administrators don't vote on the Council of Built Environments. So they were they were completely split, evenly split, as to where whether you should try to get all four of these garages built by 2018, which would mean for all of us, there would be over a four-year period a 22% increase in our parking prices, or whether you would space it out further, which could lower the increase to 5 or 10% instead of 22%, but we would be talking about building garages we need today in the mid-2023-25 time frame. So the council's recommendation was that we should focus on building these garages and putting the ones in that we need, not just the other ones that we're told to do, sooner than later, recognizing that that would cost. So we told the president that our advice, although the split was on two options, one that took to 2018 and one that took to 2019, to get all four of the garages built, resulting in anywhere between a 20% over a 4 or 5 year period to a 22% for the quicker thing. Why is it being increased? Because as an auxiliary parking, we can't fund their debt. They have to fund their debt. And so there's a whole bunch of different rules on how you would fund parking debt than how you would fund a classroom building or other things that we might want. So the dilemma for the council is whether we delay build for a much longer period of time building the two garages that we thought from the study of what students need now were and faculty, what were very important or not. And that's what we've advised the president. I know the president has met with student leaders and the faculty senate leaders and the staff council leader and said, give me some more feedback from your constituents about this. And I know Walter proposed, well, let's just talk about three now, okay, or some other options. So I know the president, the Council for Built Environment only makes recommendations to the president. Our main message we were trying to say is, don't put off forever the garages we really need. Okay, so that was kind of where we are in this. But the president has not made his decision yet, and he will be working to gather input from the different constituencies and make that input.